You have feelings for me? I'm sorry, I'm not interested. No hard feelings, sweetie. Here's a cookie to soothe your heart. I'm sorry about that. Now, where were we? So you'll be handling slides 1 to 12 while I work on 12 to 24, and she works on 24 to 36. Is that okay with you? Cool. Since the deadline is in a week, we can work on our own slides for the time being and review it on the final day before we present it. You know, you don't always have to agree with me. If you have any questions though, email me, okay? Now let's start researching on our topic until the period ends. Since it's lunchtime, you can go and get food while I stay here and get started. And we can swap when you return. Sound good? Yeah, see ya. Huh? What are you talking about? I'm not going to confess to them. What makes you think that? Yeah, it really would. And I'll definitely not let that happen. Valentine's Day was last week, too. I missed it because I had a deadline due that night. I'll need to find the perfect time. But rejection is scary. I've never been rejected before. Wait, no, come back. Did you get something to eat? Ah, good. It's my turn, so I'll be back. Excuse me. Oh, gosh, sorry. I didn't mean to bump into you. Oh, no, and your drink spilled on you. I'm really, really sorry. Here, tissues? I'll help clean up the mess. No, it's my fault. Take off your shirt. I'll get it back to you tomorrow. No. I'm not a perv. I just think I'm responsible for the cleanup. Here, you can take my jacket to cover up. Oh no! Oh, your notebooks got drenched too. Oh my god. I'm super duper sorry. I don't know how to apologize to you enough. Here, I'll pick them up for you. Huh? What's this? Your notes? Or... Wait, my name is on this. What is this? You were writing a fan fiction of us? Oh, no. Don't apologize. I'm not saying it's gross or weird. I'm rather intrigued than anything. I kind of want to read more. I know I might be reaching, but do you, by any chance, have feelings for me? Sorry, you're right. This situation isn't appropriate to discuss a serious topic. How about I clean the rest of this up, and we can head to my place? I'll treat you to dinner too. Yay! Just wait for me, and then we can go. Here we are. Take off your shoes before you step in, please. I don't want any stinky outside stains in my house. Let's talk in the living room. So, about this fan fiction you made. I assume... Actually, no. You have feelings for me, don't you? I mean, it's just so detailed. I'm really surprised. I didn't think you knew I existed. Well, because I'm always looking at you from afar. And we've never really interacted before, until now. No, not in a creepy way. I mean, do you ever catch yourself looking at someone subconsciously? Your eyes find that one thing, the most mesmerizing thing you've ever seen. Well, that was the case with you. Huh? Partner? No, I don't have one. Why? Oh, right. I do get tons of confessions, but I never accepted any of them. The one I wanted was someone I thought who wasn't interested in me. And that person turned out to be you. So I was completely off about how you felt about me. But to be fair, there are tons of students in our classes, and I don't know, maybe you had a girlfriend or something. Ugh, I probably sound really stupid now, don't I? Wait, really? You want to date me? I'm really glad. But, before we start dating, there is something you need to know about me. My kind of love is different from what you expect. I assume you know what people think of me, right? The whole innocent girl on campus, so pure because no one has touched her. Do you also believe that? Well, your answer doesn't matter, because I'm not like that at all. I'm far from innocent. I'm not submissive in any way, and I prefer to take control over things. A lot of times, when I nominate myself to become some kind of leader, people don't allow me to, because I'm either too good for the role, or that I should be out with my quote-unquote significant other. Would you like to know the kind of person I really am? The true me? Let's move to my bedroom then. Oh, don't worry. We aren't going to do anything suspicious. Not yet, anyway. Sit on the bed for me. Continuing from earlier, how do I put it? I don't really talk like this. In fact, I prefer to talk like this. It's more comfortable for my vocal cords. Why I changed my voice? Well, with an image like mine to uphold, having a deeper voice was deemed unattractive, and as much as I wanted to prove them wrong, I was scared of losing my friends. I guess I can't really call them that if they don't know the true me. But basically, my love language is more giving than receiving. Rather than having you gift me things, shower me with compliments, I very much like the idea of dominating my significant other. Buying them anything they like, taking care of them all day long. I want to take care of you so that you never need anyone else but me. Is that kind of love weird to you? If you want a demonstration of how it'd be like if we were together, then I can give you a little example. For instance, stand up for me. I'll sit down, and now you can sit on my lap. You agreed that you wanted to know what a relationship between us would be like, and I'm showing you one of many things I would like to do. There we go. Good job, sweetie. And now that I'm close to your ear like this, I'm able to softly tell you about how obedient you are for me. Doing what I tell you to do, and how much I like you. My feelings for you are the most intense emotions I've ever had for anyone. I want to show you all of my affection, but I can only do so much with words. Seeing your shy demeanor during class presentations, and the way you avoid eye contact with me is adorable. But, you know, when someone is talking to you, you should be looking into their eyes like this. No. Keep your eyes on me. Since this is the closest I've ever been to you, I want to appreciate how pretty your irises are. The color is so pretty. I feel entranced. Like, I never want to look away from you. I said, keep your eyes on me. Good, just like that. As a little reward, would you be okay with a little kiss? Wherever you want it on your face. You can't decide? What about your forehead? No? Then how about your nose? Or perhaps there's something more fun down below. Wink, wink. I'm talking about your lips, silly. Would you be okay with me kissing you on the lips? As I expected, so soft. And these cheeks, too. Such a cute face. It makes me want to nibble on them. But maybe somewhere else would be better. Would you mind if I kissed you on your ears? Maybe in both of them? I just know they're begging for kisses, aren't they? What do you think? Want to let me have my way with them first? All right. Okay, now that you've gotten all wobbly from my sweet kisses, I think I've pretty much proven my love for you. After all this, do you still want to date me? Thank you for accepting me for who I really am. I can't wait to spend the rest of my days with you. I'll go pop your clothes into the laundry machine. Shouldn't take too long.